It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. So the Yanks and the Astros strike first to get the first wins of the divisional series.
I'm so happy Houston's winning. It overcomes the defeat of the Yankees win.
Well, Mike talks about the defeat of the Yankees win is that, of course, he doesn't like to see the Yankees win, just so you don't think that he's making a mistake and saying that the Yankees won and were defeated. No, he's talking about
the Yankees plane got lost in the Bermuda Triangle, I wouldn't lose an ounce of sleep.
There you go. Yeah, you would for the
Pirates. Now you understand, folks.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, so it's Houston and the Yanks get one leg up. Do Houston and the Yankees also play today?
Everybody plays today.
Okay, and then the National League's in the mix as well today, yeah. Okay.
Everybody plays today. And it was beautiful watching Houston win. They scored, I think it was 9 runs on 16 hits. I'm waiting for the biased media to say that they're stealing signs again. I'm just waiting for that to happen. So I'm waiting for them to say that they went in and they rigged Dodger Stadium so that they can steal signs.
All right. In football, the Pack is back, and Kansas City beats New England.
Yeah, no surprises there.
Yeah. So that's in football. And no surprises here that the NFL has fined 10 Oakland, I guess I got to call them the Las Vegas Raiders, but they were still the Oakland Raiders before they moved. Well, no, it was this year. So anyways, they broke the COVID-19 regulations that the NFL had set up, so they fined them each. And they're also now going to, if teams violate the COVID-19 codes that the NFL has set up, they might lose draft picks. They might, on top of heavy fines and things like that. So,
well, also, if a team tests positive, they may have to forfeit games. That's the NFL's way of keeping their season afloat.
Yeah.
That you're going to have to forfeit games. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, well.
So I'm not even going to get into the politics of it. All I'm going to say is, so you make allowances for other things to happen, but when you come to this, you're going to forfeit games. That's pretty good. That's real good.
Well, that's what it is anyway.
Cancel the season.
We're only 4 games in, and if you're a Jet fan or a Giant fan, the season's been canceled anyway, but anyway, so.
You know what's beautiful?
What?
This morning I looked at the standings because I don't look. I don't care who's where. But I do care about one thing. If you look at the NFC South, winners win no matter where they play. Tom Brady's in first place.
Yep.
Take that, all you Tom Brady haters. He's in first place. Doesn't matter where he plays. If I look at New England, New England's not in first place, but if I look at where Tom Brady is, he's in first place.
Yep, three.
All you haters, keep on hating, baby, because all he does is win.
3-1 versus 2-2 for the Patriots, yep.
Keep on hating. Guy's good, period. Doesn't matter where he plays.
Yeah, no,
you don't like him because he keeps beating your teams. That's too bad. Beat him. Don't make fun of him.
Yeah, no, He's like Montana. It doesn't matter where he goes, he brings the winning with him.
They pick on him. They pick on his wife. They pick on what he does. Sounds familiar, don't he? But he just keeps on winning.
All right. Anything else in sports?
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, you know what? You know how I do that pick for you guys on that website?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stop.
Why? Because
since I did that, I can't win. You guys put the whammy on me.
The whammy.
Yep.
Well, it doesn't start again until tomorrow, but there's no racing anyways tomorrow, right?
No, Keeneland runs tomorrow.
Oh, you do? All right. Well,
hey, in lieu of watching the Yankee game, because I refuse to watch them on my television set, I saw this show last night. It's this family, the Rainey family. They live in Alaska. And they go around and they help these guys that want to live like in isolation.
Yeah,
like they build cabins or whatever, and then they have peculiar situations like landslides and all stuff threatening their cabins. And these people come and they shore it up, like they save it, and they build roads around them and moats and all kinds. It's pretty cool, man. I think it was on on I think it was on the Animal Planet channel, actually, as a matter of fact. But it's really cool how they do this stuff. They take them totally off the grid. They make them self-sufficient in electricity and everything.
Well, if you live where these people want to live, you have to be off the grid.
Well, there might be more people want to live there.
But then that'll defeat the purpose of getting away from humanity.
Oh, there's a lot of empty space in the United States. There's a lot of it. I mean, where they win is not where they live is not prime stuff. There's no highway. There's no roads. There's no nothing. So there's people aren't going to flock there. There's no internet, so that cuts out about 98% of the population of the country.
All right. Now, one thing we haven't talked about because it happened while we weren't on, the death of Bob Gibson.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, guy pitched with asthma his entire life, and then I do believe pancreatic cancer is what took it.
I'll tell this story now because I was told I couldn't really talk about it while he was alive. Dick Cummins, a man I knew who was chief financial officer for the Mets, when he was a kid, he was in college, he was the catcher for him in college.
Creighton, right?
No, Cummins.
No, the college was Creighton University.
Yeah, and he was the catcher. They were good friends. He was Bob Gibson's. Can you imagine being Bob Gibson's catcher?
I wish I could say that. Yeah. I wish I could say I was Bob Gibson's anything.
Yeah. He just told so many great stories. And how great was Bob Gibson? Well, it seems strange enough that 1 year after he was so dominant, they lowered the mound.
Mm-hmm.
And they only lowered the mound for one reason.
Bob Gibson. So. I mean, in my opinion, and I'll be willing to take up the argument with anybody, the greatest right-handed pitcher in the history of baseball, bar none.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt about it.
Bar none. If he pitched today, he'd come to the baseball stadium, wherever it is, and see the owner and say, "Hi, partner." Because he'd be part owner of the team. That's how good Bob Gibson was. Yeah. Bob Gibson, you knew what he was throwing, and you couldn't hit it, unlike today's pitchers. And the good thing about Bob Gibson, if you think Cole is good, multiply that by 10 and then add 9 innings every start.
Yeah.
That's Bob Gibson.
Pinpoint.
That's Bob Gibson. Pinpoint. And when you got guys that tee off, and there's plenty of them in the major leagues, they dig in because they want to do it a launch and lift. The only thing that would be launched and lift are their jaws, because he'd hit you right in the face.
I know.
The inside of the plate was his, and you knew it. And you knew that if you did something dumb like these guys do every day today, the next time you come up, you had 1 foot in the batter's box and 1 foot out of the batter's box because you were ready to run.
Yeah, pinpoint control, really aggressive pitcher, just amazing, just amazing.
Oh, that was the good thing. Like you said pinpoint control. So when he did hit you, being the man Bob Gibson was, he didn't say he got away from me. He said, "Yeah, I hit him." That was it. That was the end of the story. Because if you complained about it, guess what? You got hit again.
Well, and there wouldn't be any bat flips against...
that's what I mean. No, it'd be no showboat, and it'd be none of that, because the next time you came up, like I said, you'd have 1 foot in the batter's box and 1 foot out of the batter's box.
Yeah, just amazing. Just an amazing player. Transformative.
And I heard he was as good a player as he was the type of person he was as well.
He was also
had two personas. When he pitched, he was one way, and when he was out of the baseball uniform, he was another way. Did a lot for a lot of people.
He also played basketball when he was in college as well.
Yeah, he went to Creighton. He was a two-sport star.
Yep.
Yeah. Something you never see anymore.
No. No.
You don't even see two-sport stars when they're 14 years old.
I know. Oh, goodness. Well, anyway, so we are condolences. And like I said, if you've never seen him pitch, just Google him, Google video, and you'll be absolutely amazed. And look at the people he's pitching against with what he's doing.
He's always lined up against the other team's ace. And back then, every team had a 20-game winner.
And he
lined up against that 20-game winner every time.
And you had more great hitters because they were real hitters.
They used all parts of the field.
Yep. Yeah.
Imagine using a shift with some of those guys. They'd hit 450.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They'd hit 450 without a doubt. Uh-huh. Imagine shifting for somebody like Rod Carew. He might hit over 500. Or Tony Gwynn. Hit over 500.
To make it clear for you golfing fans, you get amazed when a golfer, and it is an amazing thing, when a golfer can move the ball for 100 and some odd yards left to right, right to left, what they do with it. Well, what Gibson could do is just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
He'd put a candle out on a plate.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. All right, Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what happens with the day of baseball today.
We'll see how it plays out.
All right, take care, Mike.
Go Astros. Have a great day.
Goodbye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.